Proclamation number 5206 of 6th of September, 1951. Communion. Behold, I stand at the door. Come often to the Lord's table so that I may feed you, all you who are hungry and thirsty. Food and drink are always ready for you. I am always willing to hand it out to you in order to fill you with strength, which you need for the maturing of your souls. Take supper with me and satisfy yourselves with the bread of life, with my word, which is full of nourishing strength and therefore irreplaceable for your souls. I want to be your host, for I alone can offer you what you need to become perfect. I alone can give you the right bread and the right wine, which is true strength for your soul. Therefore accept my invitation, do not pass by my table, which is always set for you and only awaits guests, to give the host the honor. Anyone who is fed at my table will never need to go hungry again, for it is heavenly nourishment, it is my body and my blood, which I offer to you myself because I love you. You must eat and drink my flesh and my blood if you want to become blessed, but you must also correctly understand what is meant when I speak of my flesh and my blood. My word was always to be understood spiritually, and anyone whose spirit is awakened will also know the spiritual meaning of my words. That which secures the life of the body is the blood which flows alive through the body, and thus flesh and blood is a sign of the life of the body. But I want your soul to live. And thus it also has to eat food which sustains its soul body and makes it alive. It is to take in flesh and blood, food which ensures its life. And this food can never be earthly material food, but the soul needs spiritual nourishment which, like flesh and blood, also signifies life for the soul. And this spiritual nourishment is my word, which enlivens the soul with its strength, thus it is filled by it like flesh and blood, like true life. It is a healing power of greatest effect. It revives everything dead and makes the soul a gathering place of strength from me, and thus I refresh people with my bread and my wine who take supper with me. I let them partake of my strength and glory, for what I distribute is my own and can only have a divine effect. It is the emanation of my strength of love, which consequently is my flesh and my blood, the expression of my fundamental nature. Thus I myself communicate myself to those who partake of the Lord's Supper with me and am therefore also present in them as soon as they accept my invitation. And the form in which they receive me myself, the visible or perceptible expression of myself, is my word which is sent to you as evidence of my love for you, as food and drink, as true nourishment for your soul. You can never understand my word in any other way. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Whoever opens to me, I will come in to him and take supper with him, and he with me. An intimate spiritual union must precede, which only love can establish, and then you will be aware of my presence, and what you lack I will give you. The bread of heaven. My word, which shall give life to your soul, which shall fashion you into my likeness. My flesh and my blood you shall eat and drink, that you may live forever. Amen.